What up, nerds? We're back, and the party has successfully taken down their arena opponents, a dragon and the captain that I'm pretty sure liked to rape or kill kids. I forget. He wasn't a nice guy. Anyway, on to the rest of the plan, which is very fuzzy, but I'm sure will go well. Let's roll.
You see Blythe just watching from, like, up above in his tower.
You he's like, the finger.
Oh, my God.
No, he likes Glenn.
Yeah, Glenn. He loves Glenn.
Loves him.
So, yeah, you're good. So you can either go to the feast, which is basically just, like, a bunch of roasted humanoids or deer or, you know, so... I don't know if you guys would be into that.
Not so much.
Or you can, you know, retire.
I'm going to say we have a short rest, so it's just so that Glenn could get all his stuff back up. Okay. Even though they're going to have a long rest and level up.
Yeah.
In a minute.
But in a minute.
Glenn wants to make sure that, All right, well, let's get ready for bed, I guess. Good night, Vanta.
Good night.
Blackthicus. Blackthicus winks at you, like...
Hey, buddy. Oh, okay. I'll be back in a second, guys.
Okay.
Where are you going?
I'm gonna go blow him.
Can I get to talk to the Blackthicus? This is really... He just likes talking a lot.
I did it.
He goes, I made you something.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
So this little ring that I got you, it's not little for you because I'm a giant.
Yeah.
But this little ring... If you could wear it like a bracelet, and or you could put it on, more specifically, put it on Zod.
Okay.
And it will fool Asmodeus into thinking that he's still connected.
Oh, wow, that's a powerful ring.
Yeah, that's pretty great.
But.
And then I can drink again.
It took a lot to make this.
You got a dice.
I just want you to know, Glenn, it took a lot
to make this.
I appreciate it.
I mean...
You're like my best friend now.
Oh, wow. We
maybe...
Best friends. Butts.
You know what I mean.
Do we?
Let me go do this for Zod, though.
Okay.
Because otherwise we're going to be fucked.
I love you.
Goodbye.
I love you.
You have to kill him, too.
Fuck.
I don't actually... I mean, I guess he's not a good guy. Maybe he can be Helm.
He's not a good guy.
Maybe he can convert to Helm.
He is not a good guy.
Glenn feels a little bad.
Yeah, I get it. Because, like, he's been... Glenn's not the trickster type.
No.
Like, he's not... He doesn't like to use deception. I get it, but...
He's also not really deceiving. He's just not saying anything.
Well, you did just kind of imply...
That one he did a little bit.
That was an implication.
He's just, you know what I mean? Implication. Best friends. That's what I mean. I said it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's going on, guys?
All right, well, Vanta, we're obviously doing this without Vanta around.
How dare you?
Vanta's probably eating like a halfling or something.
Oh, my God. But come on. Ready? The Blackthicus is giving me this ring. He said if we put it on Zod, it'll make it feel like they're still connected.
Oh, perfect. That's fantastic. Did you blow him?
No.
Everybody's talking about it.
I mean, we're all pretty sure the Blackthicus is trying to fuck you.
I caught on eventually.
That feels blowing.
Nah, he just likes me that much. It's like a promise ring.
No.
Oh, it got clipped.
Uh-oh.
Almost.
I won't do it until marriage.
He's like, I am a cleric.
Alright, so what do we need to do?
So, we just gotta get him, and we'll put it on him. Does it require attunement, or is it just like a thing?
No, it's a thing. Okay. It's basically like a
legendary item.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
It's well, not what we need to do for it has ritual. A very specific effect that really only works to make it so that Vanta and Asmodeus still think that he's under their control. Although, when he gets rip-roaring drunk, it's probably going to make Vanta go,
Maybe we... maybe we can give him the disguise mask so he's not drunk. Well, just looks exactly like him, but not drunk.
I feel like we need to have a discussion with Zod.
To be because like, I don't really know you guys are doing this.
Right? No, not yet. No.
Right, but we need to be like, hey, after we do this, you'll be free, but you can't drink around Vonta.
Now, remember, you did this willingly, the whole Asmodeus thing, and you also thought it was, at the time, your best option.
Yes.
Well, no, he has better options.
Well, Helm. Maybe.
Helm.
We'll see.
Loth.
You don't like Loth.
No. I mean, yeah, no, I'm fine with it. I'm mad at the drow people for kicking. I mean, I get it. I was kicked out because I was weak. Right? I tried to kill my brother.
You were kind of,
I failed.
No, you were kicked out because you were dumb.
Because I tried to kill my brother.
And you failed.
Now you can probably kill him.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, level 15.
Yeah, let's go back to Mesopotamia.
No, no, we don't want to go down there.
And you can't say
none
the name
of us
the city.
Want to go down there. All right, you're in school. You just got to say the name of the
just
place
you live.
Say
the name of the place you live.
Mesopotamia. Get the fuck out. We don't even.
Not even worth making into a drider. Get out of here, please.
And then you stab your brother in the arm with a pencil.
I hate you.
Mars Capone.
The actual events were way more embarrassing than we thought.
Jesus Christ. We shouldn't have cast that look back spell.
The drow weren't even that mean. They were just like,
it was a hard time
out.
For me. They were more disappointed.
Yeah, they just looked like sad.
They were actually telling him to get out of the city. They were just saying, like, go home.
They're like, go home.
Get out of here. Just get out of here. And he's like, I'm gone forever.
I hate you all.
Banished.
Hey, did Automon ever make it home? No.
I don't know where he is. I'm worried.
He's not very
scout
smart.
Parties for me. Check the river. He can't swim.
It's like, because I'm blind.
Could be.
All right, so we go to Zod. Hey, Zod.
What's up?
Blacktickus gave me this cool ring you can put on your arm.
What did he give it
like
for?
Like a band.
Yeah, it's like a band. It helps power up tieflings.
Oh, okay, yeah. I could use
gay
that.
Tieflings.
I mean, after all the trouble I had in that last fight.
Yeah,
I
use you need
like
it. You put it on.
All right, cool, I put it on.
Do I need to hold him down?
I don't know. I'll just
no, but I'd be like, do I know? Do I like feel that I'm not tethered anymore?
Or? You would feel it pretty quickly.
I'm like, oh fuck!
That's why he casts it like immediately as he put it on.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So you can, if you want, and I'm not saying I'm not talking for your character, but if you want, you can
resist it. Yeah.
You can do a wisdom saving throw against his DC.
Well, he has it on him, right?
Yes.
Oh, against my greater restoration.
Your greater restoration.
Okay.
I mean, I probably would out of panic more than anything.
Yeah, okay.
I just lean in, I go, don't resist.
Oh, God, that made it so much worse.
because I wouldn't know what the hell this does. I didn't have the explanation, so I would think it's severing the thing and he's going to be pissed.
That's fair.
That's
like,
fair.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I would probably be like, no.
You can resist it.
I'm saying for this particular thing,
okay.
You can. Because most of the time, Greater Restoration.
It's like a modified Greater Restoration
yeah.
spell.
So what do I have to roll?
DC 18, I think.
DC 18.
What it would be, I guess, Wisdom.
Wisdom, yeah.
It would have to be a Wisdom.
13.
Yay!
Nice! You cannot resist the power of hell!
Oh, no!
So you suddenly feel like...
A little free.
You feel like, I could go for a drink.
No, we got things to tell you first.
You need
wait a second. What
we both does have a drink for you. He's like, here you go, bud.
Like, it doesn't matter, but and I try it, and I'm like, oh, I feel so I can feel feelings again.
So we've
got a raging tiefling boner now.
It's got a tiefer going on.
He's got an alcohol boner. Look at it. So we explained to you that you need to not be drunk in front of.
Yeah, you can just tell them that. You don't have to narrate this.
He's
you don't have to be. Don't do it.
Yeah, so the ring thing, it makes it look like, well, hold on, he still technically has a connection, or does it sever it when he puts
no,
it on?
No, he has a
does he have to say he rejects Asmodeus?
He would have to he'll have to reject Asmodeus. That ring would make it so that Asmodeus wouldn't see it. Mm. But he also, that ring is making it so the greater restoration is not detected.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have to reject Asmodeus if he doesn't want to.
Yeah.
But he can and they
so you're still technically he's still technically your patron, but you can reject him and there's almost no reason not to. You still get your still be yourself.
And am I aware that she's been kind of like pulling the strings.
Because like she.
Yeah.
I just found you attractive.
I mean, who doesn't?
Right? Do you have the backstory, the whole backstory?
I'm trying. You told me. I'm just trying to remember. It's been a while.
I can look it up.
I mean, does he tell us the backstory?
Because they don't know.
The black thickness helped me a bit with some of the stuff.
Well, and I should probably explain to them what the hell's going on because it's a little deeper than just like, I'm super religious.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's fine.
Just this wrong one.
Yeah, you gotta pick the right God, not the Muslim God.
Oh my God. That's something.
Can you stop saying shit when I'm drinking a drink?
My good old Christian God.
March on, Christian song.
I don't know the tune to that song.
I got the vibe.
All right, I'm trying to find.
There's only so many Christian song type.
It's generally the same melody.
So,
is it illegal to sleep in your car, like on the side of the road? It's not, right?
I think.
You in a fight with your wife?
No, just wondering.
He's just making sure. He's gonna get into a fight.
I'm going home. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think you're supposed to.
I mean, they'll wake you up.
Yeah, that's your initial.
And they'll probably arrest you for being drunk, even if you.
Well, and if you're drunk and in your car, if the keys are even just in the ignition,
or in the car with you,
you gotta drink in the car.
You literally gotta put them like
in the trunk,
like not even like you put them like out of your car, just like.
If they're there, they can nail you.
And they will, because ACAB, am I right?
Well,
all cops are bastards.
Oh,
come on, you're a fucking leftist.
So,
come on, you like stupid fucking gay.
You stupid fucking gay.
You're a gay.
Yeah, you're one of those gays, right?
Kind of.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Little gay. Yeah.
I'm not going to reject it entirely. Yeah. I don't know. Keep my options open.
Gay is a spectrum.
Louis C.K. They want to do the second half gay. I don't know.
Was he gay now?
No, he just made a joke about.
Oh.
He still likes harassing women. Don't worry.
Yeah, he still likes harassing
women. Don't worry. It's fine. Why can't I find
his bit on Everybody Knows My Thing?
That was the best. Good bit. Yeah, he's like, Obama knows what my thing is.
You're so lucky that
can we take a little break? Oh, yeah, I gotta look this up.
Yeah. Oh, stop the thing. I got good tinkles anyway. Don't laugh at that word.
So, Zod originally. Oh, sorry, we're back. So, Zod originally. Was captured by a succubus and taken to hell.
Yes, we know that part.
You know that part.
I get it.
He was trapped.
She succubused me good.
Jesus Christ. So what happened was when Vanta came aboard, he was captured again by the same succubus.
Oh my God.
Jesus. Again?
But dude.
You're a dummy.
And tortured. And eventually given the option of either getting being killed or living a life in service of Asmodeus.
I didn't want to die.
You didn't want to die.
Well, hold on. He was already a warlock at that point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Asmodeus. But
he didn't know who his patron was because he blocked all that shit out.
Yeah.
God, I wish I was that effective.
So then he had to do the marching orders.
Well, that's why he drinks. So he did. So he basically said, he's like, okay, well, we can. And then he's like, all right, I won't kill you. But you won't have your powers. And he's like, he didn't want to go back without his power. So it was kind of, he was like, okay, yeah, I guess I should turn my life around. And, you know, praise Asmodeus.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was kind of brainwashed. He was tortured and, you know, it wasn't a good situation. It's not like a situation where you would be willfully doing it, basically like it's coercion, right? Like, like if you were a, if you he was if Asmodeus was a cop, that wouldn't stick. So
Vanta it does want to take down Tiamat.
Yes,
but she's definitely not on our team.
No.
I mean, I think. Oh, I'm not.
Yeah, you
and you can now if you wish, or you maybe you've grown to love Vanta. As a sister, you can.
It's Stockholm syndrome.
You can tell him. You can either tell them or keep hidden what you know about her.
I mean, at this point, I'd probably tell them.
Yeah, especially because you're getting drunk.
Right. Yeah, now I'm like, ooh!
Well, the other thing is...
You guys know about her, what she fucking does?
Hold on. We told you, you can't be trashed
too late. In front
of her. Well, tonight's fine.
She's an alcoholic. You can't tell an alcoholic. Just a little bit of alcohol. Yeah,
get drunk.
Just drinking your
wine.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. Nighttime's for getting trashed. And after it's just a for nice buzz.
And now I got my nice warm aged swill that I haven't been drinking.
Oh, that stuff. Everything is in there.
It's right here.
She just can't see you drink.
Gotcha.
Or if she does see you drink, if it does happen, you just be like, I'm just getting rid of it.
Yeah, I don't want to dump it. Yeah. I'm not wasteful.
Still
I'm
love
not,
the taste.
I'm not I wasteful. Dumb, man. I'm not wasteful. Yeah. I'm not wasteful.
She's like, fuck. He's been detethered. immediately figures it out.
I enjoy it.
So what's her story?
All right, good. Tell that part.
So,
she's just a nice girl.
basically,
I don't feel that way.
she tells you, she's like one of the top lieutenants in Osmodius's army.
I fucking knew it.
Her, you know it. She has an Osmodius plate mail.
I had a feeling.
Just like a lieutenant.
I had a feeling.
We had.
You all knew she was.
Well, she also called him uncle. So
yeah, she called him uncle.
That's
Osmodius.
True.
No, she had no. The, uncle her Ozzie. Uncle is like a general in Osmodius's army. She's a lieutenant, but she is actively working to. Bring down Tiamat, but when that's done, she's probably going to try and kill all of you.
Yeah. Oh.
So rude.
So, hold on. So, Glenn can talk to Helm.
Oh, God.
Helm!
Hi, Glenn.
Hey! We did a bunch of stuff. Did you see it?
Yep.
I see everything. We saved Zod.
I saw that. That was pretty cool.
I had to lie to the Blagzicus, though.
Yeah, so. That I got to talk to you about that afterwards. But go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just saying it wasn't fun.
He's got some real feelings for you, buddy.
I don't know about that. I only have feelings for one thing.
What's that? I'm afraid to ask.
My feelings for you.
Yep. Okay.
You're the best.
It'll never falter.
That's forever. I love you so much.
And you know that forever. That's one of my favorite things.
Mm-hmm. I know. Anyway, we know Avanta's a real bitch now. Oh, not just a bitch God. Bitch.
I couldn't really tell you because of the Pantheon of Gods thing, but yeah.
We figured it out, though.
Yeah, good job.
Should we just kill her now, you think?
It's up to you. I can't tell you what to do,
Glenn. But she's going
to
turn on us,
She does seem like a pretty powerful
ally. Didn't she just go away afterward? I think she would just...
It depends. I don't know.
What if I banish her? Would she be sent back? She'd be sent back, right?
No, she's a tiefling. She's from this point.
No.
So, no, that won't work. But, you can try and convert her. Not to me. No.
That'd be stop. A big conversion, no.
Please stop. What I meant is convert her to being on your side. Not necessarily convert her to me. I don't think that's going to work anyway. But, you can convert her to being an ally, a true ally, as opposed to being a...
She's going to figure out Zod's not part, though. Probably.
Maybe. I mean, I wouldn't go up to her and go, we know what you're up to, and we want you to be our ally, so please stop being evil.
Do not
tell her you know everything. What I would do for now is just pretend like everything's normal.
Mm-hmm.
Let her, because she is definitely an ally for fighting Tiamat, but... It could be problematic if you guys do defeat Tiamat. I'm not saying you won't. I'm just saying you might not.
Yeah. Okay.
So, anything else, Glenn?
But they need her to defeat Tiamat.
Right, that's what
I mean, we don't want to, obviously... I mean, outside of the actual in-game stuff, your character losing a character like her, a paladin, would be a pain in the ass.
Terrible. Yeah, it'd be terrible.
You're a nuker.
Other than Weeblow, you're the only one that can
useful
really...
in some ways.
Tank things.
Although, I mean, as long as he doesn't get hit.
That's true.
Alright, I'm going to see. Hold on. No, 61.
You can still ask.
What?
Or you can still ask.
Well, no, this would have been the granting of, like, basically a spell.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So,
okay.
Every time, once a day he can ask.
Yeah.
But.
Anyway, Glenn, I got to go. I got.
Alright.
Got to talk to Torm a little bit.
Tell.
You know. All right, I gotta go. I gotta
Hold
go.
On.
Bad connection.
Hold on.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Tell me about your day.
It's,
what,
you know.
What are you thinking about?
I am eternal. There's no day or night. It's just always.
That's interesting.
I exist in multiple times.
Wow.
Yeah, it's difficult to explain to mortals.
Even lunchtime?
Yes. Imagine having 24-hour dinner time. That'd be the best.
It's not how it works, but.
All right, talk to you tomorrow.
Sure. Which is the same time for me now. I exist in a time where I am never not talking to you.
Ooh, I'm lucky then.
Yes, me
We're
too.
We're always talking.
Always talking. The best.
When I'm dead, we'll always be talking.
We're going to prevent that from happening for a long time.
I'm going to keep you alive, goddamn.
Me, damn it.
Don't worry, I got you.
I got you too, Helm.
Okay. Anyway, bye. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. So be nice. Oh, wait, I got one more.
No,
one.
You didn't hang up.
I didn't hang up. One last thing.
I don't want to stop talking either.
No, I just. I forgot I had to tell you this. Jesus Christ. Blackthicus is not a good guy.
Uh-huh.
But also, I understand that you're having some mixed feelings, not in a sexual way, but mixed feelings about what you're doing with him.
Mm-hmm. It's not in a sexual way.
It's not in a sexual way. I get it. It's fine. Follow your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Not that part.
Nope, I can't.
You know you can't.
I know I cannot.
But follow your heart and just do what you think is for the greater good.
Okay, for the greater good.
For the greater good.
For the greater good.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, love you.
Goodbye.
Okay. Yay, Zod's back.
Yay.
Woo! I, like, take two drinks and I smash them together and drink them like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Nice.
So you guys, you're just like, I guess you're partying without Vonta.
Oh, yeah, obviously, yeah.
Eating.
Alcohol.
You're just eating like a leg or something, yeah. Bone tomahawk style.
I don't like that.
Does she kill anyone while she's down there for fun?
She might. I don't know. It's a,
she's more used to the rowdy crowd.
Oh
than
yeah,
the
yeah, yeah.
People,
she,
yeah.
She's had parties in hell, literally.
Yeah.
Like that's like that's. Probably not the best party. I would think it would be something like. Do you ever see Event Horizon?
Oh yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. The hell scene.
The hell scene.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it would be like, where you know you just see people getting ripped apart. And, yeah. So she didn't know it.
I ripped your mom apart.
She's dead.
Oh my god.
You killed her.
That's what he's saying. That's how they put her in her coffin.
That's pretty rough.
Apart.
Jesus.
Damn.
Jesus.
Four coffins.
Fortunately, if you rip them apart, you can put them in a little baby coffin. You just stack them.
Pile them up.
Yeah, baby coffin is a bed. I don't like that.
A little child coffin.
Child, yeah. It's not a baby. It's a child.
You can get a small person coffin.
Yeah. Small, yeah.
I don't know where
coffin.
She is.
There you go.
To be
Your
honest.
Your brother probably knows.
No, I don't have a brother from her. My brother is my...
My brother!
You thought you did.
I thought I did. No, not brother. From her.
Oh, brother. Right.
But, so, I my...
Brother.
So it's what so you've done? It's now a, you've upset him.
It's No, you didn't upset me. It's just so complicated talking about it, because my non-biological father, who I thought was my biological father, had another kid with a different woman who would have been my half-brother if I was actually related to him.
Got it.
So you thought it was your half-brother.
I mean, that is
your
half-brother.
No, now it's his no-brother.
Now it's a no-brother.
No, you share... Oh, right.
It would be his step-brother.
I might have a half-brother. I just don't know.
Because that guy won't return.
That guy won't talk to me.
The guy in Florida.
Well, he probably was like, I know who this guy's mom is.
Mm-hmm.
Probably didn't turn out would. He probably thought you were asking him for money.
That was literally the first thing I said.
That don't ask for money say.
Yeah, I'm not asking for money.
I said my life's fine.
I just need a 20 to get some money.
I'm not asking for money, but I have run into a financial problem.
That always solutions money.
I'm going to be okay with it, but, you know, just pray for me.
Did I ever tell you when I first I got my new phone number? That's like a decade ago at this point. Like, and it must have been somebody that dealt or... got drugs frequently.
Nice.
Because it was like, I was constantly getting calls of like, you have a court date, don't miss it, sort of thing.
Yeah,
like you're going to be missing it.
And at one point, it was like the person's dad or uncle called them, and it was like a minute long thing where it was like, hey, I know we haven't spoken for a while, I hope you're doing good, blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
and like
that?
30 seconds in, it was like, anyway, I'm going through a rough patch.
Oh, shit.
And it was like, yeah,
that was every conversation with my mother. Every single conversation. Like, it was like, hey, just calling to see how you're doing. No, everything.
Yeah, the rough patch was just a guy that didn't shave.
No, she was like, everything's going pretty good, you know. I might not make rent this month, but, you know, I'll figure it out.
It's the guilt.
Okay, well, bye.
As long as you can figure it out, good luck.
Good luck with that.
I don't give a fuck.
No, I used to give her money, which was a bad idea. You never give. You cannot give drug addicts money, regardless of whether. Even if you can't even buy them food, because if you buy them food, they'll just take the money that they were going to use to buy the food and buy drugs.
Yes.
Like, so there's no way you can do anything.
What you do is you buy them drugs and see them use their money for food, and then you take the drugs away.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That way they use their drug money for food.
What's that?
You've cracked
the code. I don't know if this is an intervention for me, but I'll just steal the drugs. I don't care.
Well, I mean, but. Weed's not a drug.
Mm-hmm. How dare you?
Not really.
God, it used to be cool. You know what I mean? Now
I mean, it's still considered federally a class one drug, but that's not. It's not.
No one believes it.
It's not as cool as it used to be.
That's like saying, oh, weed is just as bad as heroin. No, it's fucking not.
Weed's just getting sad. Like, oh, you smoke weed a lot?
Yeah, I'm using it for anxiety. The reason
that's what it is. It's little shaky dog's medicine.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's what it is. If you were a dog and you were shivering in fear, you take
some weed.
Yeah. That's kind of me. Yeah.
Wait, but it used to be
seeing into my soul.
It's like, nailed it.
It used to be like cool jazz guys in the city, right? Yeah. Where they're smoking weed.
Not anymore.
Or like counterculture. Yeah. You know, like it used to be cool.
Yeah. Now it's just medicinal.
Well, and now you go into when you go into like the dispensaries, it's like, hi, how you doing? What are you looking for today?
Can we do this through a computer?
You looking through a real mellow high? Are you looking for something where you're gonna want to be active and you know watching movies with friends or like, it's like a fucking
that's active for stoners.
That is
active. Are you gonna be watching a movie?
You
gonna
be yeah.
No, not playing sports. For the love of God, don't take this if you're playing sports.
Your reaction time's going.
You're gonna get up from the couch once in a while. You're on the active stuff.
So I play this game.
Good for you.
I play this game, Black Myth Wukong, and Black Myth Wukong. It's really good, but it's one of the few games that if you take weed, you cannot play it. It's like because it's very twitchy. So your reaction time goes down significantly.
First of all. You don't do weed enough. Second of all...
I don't want to.
I know, it's bad.
I take it once a day for anxiety. And I only take indica, never stevia. Or sativa.
You should. I like the sativa.
No. Aspartame?
No. Aspartame. That was the whole pupil movie.
Yeah, I mean, you get past that.
Do you?
Yeah. Indica makes you tired. Like, if you think indica?
I love indica. It's
then you want to go speep.
I just want to mellow.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's all. I don't go to sleep.
Oh, I do. If I take indica and I sit anywhere, if I stop moving for 5 seconds, speep time.
I have so much indica upstairs right now.
Dixie gets it.
I can't stay awake on
really
indica.
I can stay awake on indica. It just makes me real mellow. Mm. And I need that, obviously.
What? No, yeah. You're so beloved.
I can't take it at work, though, because it does mess with my memory a little bit.
Oh, for sure.
So if I'm working, I need to be a little bit more focused, so I just...
Have you ever tried to do Terraform while high?
No. Is it rough?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
Because you don't have, like, the built-in IDE that's telling you everything that's all over the place.
Yeah.
So you have to remember where everything is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, it's tough.
That's not good.
So don't do that.
I'm not gonna. Yeah, I don't write code anymore, really. Well, that's not true.
It's not code.
It's not. It's.
I write Terraform code. Get the fuck out of here.
I mean,
I want to kick my own ass.
To be fair, what we do is not difficult.
No.
It's
annoying.
It's annoying and it's problematic. But if you're
it's problematic.
Oh no.
Not like that.
We're writing stuff for the Nazis. I mean, they would ask us to write stuff for the Nazis.
Yeah, obviously.
When and if the Nazis arise again?
Soon.
What client is this for? The Aryan Nation. Oh. Huh.
Yeah, but they got a $20 million retainer, so.
Yeah. I guess I'll do it.
Morally, I'm upset, but I understand where you're coming from.
But it's
representation
just
too.
That's fair.
From a development standpoint,
they need the tracks.
Development is so much harder than the stuff we do. Architecting and developing an object-oriented system is way more difficult than we do. So when infrastructure people come to you and go, you know, our job's just as hard as yours, you're hearing from people that are doing that.
Yeah, I've used you as a source before.
It's not as hard.
Where I'm like, look, we didn't know for certain before, but now I have people that know for certain.
It's not as hard. It's only hard in that it's not as mature.
Sure.
Right? So you just don't have, like, the tooling that object-oriented has. But eventually it'll catch up, and then once it catches up, it'll be so fucking easy.
Yeah. AI will do it all. Yeah. We'll be out of a job.
It'll be so easy. What?
What?
That's all right. I can go back into application.
No, actually, we're...
AI will take that too.
No!
We're
going to be selling your butthole.
The good thing about where we're positioning ourselves, or at least where we are, I almost said your name.
God, that would have been the best.
Where Cliff and I are is...
Cliff and I is.
Cliff and I is. God damn these fucking nets.
Cliff and me was.
Was to be. is we're much at a higher level, so we're looking at things from all angles. Like, we're looking at the code.
When did you start doing weed?
We're just way up there, man. Everyone else is here.
You know.
And we're just like, bro, nah.
Not bro. Nah. This is only my second beer. I don't know what's going on.
No, right. I can't.
Where are we at?
Yeah, what are we doing?
I don't know. What are you guys doing?
We gotta level up.
You gotta level up.
Yeah, you gotta level up.
I already did that. I didn't get anything for 15.
What?
Someone gets something.
I get a lot of stuff.
5E Barb.
Oh, I got Slippery Mind.
Ooh.
What is that?
I gain proficiency in wisdom saving throws.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
But that's only that's only a plus, right?
Weeblow gets persistent rage.
What's that mean?
he's angry.
I have that.
It's a big bean! That's what it is! He finally
evolved
into a bean. I'm a level 15
this
whole
time. I'm a level 15 barbarian. Now I understand.
Who knew?
Proficiency means that I get advantage on it, right?
No.
No, I get double the...
Yeah.
Yeah, persistent rage just means... Unless I fall unconscious, he's always raging. He never.
I can't. Well, I so if you love fall, it so much.
Before it would be if you stopped attacking.
Yeah.
For a round, you lose your rage.
Like, it looked like somebody put a finger up her butt.
Did you put a finger up her butt?
She does not look happy.
I love it so much.
It's a great picture. Hey, that should be a meme.
It really should be.
Like,
Yeah, so he's basically always raging.
Raging, always having.
So the number of rages basically doesn't matter anymore.
Wow, good for him. Good for you.
Glenn gets a level 8 spell.
That's pretty high. Yeah, level 9 is like, that's when you start getting some crazy shit, like Wish.
Wish is crazy.
That's a nutty
spell. That's level 17 is when he could start casting.
Level 9, yeah.
He gets a level 9 spell.
then he's gonna have to. Then he's gonna have like a line directly. Now
he gets this all the time.
He's gonna have a line, and the helm's gonna be like, oh God, I don't want you to be level 17.
These high level spells are like silly.
They get ridiculous.
They're silly.
Yeah.
This one, you cast a spell on something, and it's like at the end of every 30 days, the creature can repeat a saving throw.
30 days.
They're way dead now.
How am I keeping track of this shit? Like,
yeah, seriously, 30 days.
Oh, he can cast an. Glenn can cast an anti-magic field.
Oh, neat!
If he wanted to control weather, earthquake, holy aura, or sunburst.
Oh, sunburst is good against vampires.
Yeah, I mean, he also has a shit ton of divine smite of holy whatever. What's holy aura?
I don't know.
Divine light washes out from you and coalesces in a soft radiance in a 30-foot radius around you. Creatures of your choice in that radius, when you cast a spell, shed a dim light in 5-foot range and have advantage on all saving throws.
Holy shit.
And other creatures have a disadvantage on attack rolls against them until the spell ends.
Yeah. What the fuck? You can't have that.
In addition, when a fiend or an undead hits an affected creature with a melee attack, the aura flashes with a brilliant light. The attacker must succeed on a constitution saving throw or be blinded.
Jesus Christ.
It does take a tiny reliquary worth at least 1,000 gold pieces.
Oh, what so you got? Yeah. No, right. No, you need to, but it gets destroyed, right?
I mean, I assume it. No, you know what? It doesn't say that.
Okay. No, you just kind of put it out there.
So you have to make, I need to make a reliquary!
I gotta make a reliquary, guys.
I'll be back.
Yeah, it just requires one of those.
Okay.
So.
That's.
How long would it take to make one of those?
I'll say like 2 weeks, like a magic item.
Oh my god. That's so long. That's too long.
Not really. I mean, it's 1,000 gold piece item.
Sunburst does 12d6 radiant damage and blinds them on a failed save.
12d6?
Yeah.
And it also does like double against undead, right?
Or I mean, it's radiant.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, radiant would be bad for undead.
Control weather. I don't think that's going to be helpful for me in them.
You're like storm.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be cool, but I don't think it's, like, helpful.
You're an African princess.
Like, we're not in some sort of, like, land where...
No, she was a god, right?
She was a
queen.
Yeah, she was a queen. But, they considered her a goddess.
Yeah. Earthquake.
Not in the movies. In the movies, she was pretty weak.
She was horrible. You know what happens to a toad when it gets hit by lightning?
Same thing that happens to everything else.
Just the fucking clever. Worst fucking line.
That was not funny.
It was terrible.
I do love Halle Berry doing like kind of an African accent for like half the movie,
and then the next movie just not.
She's not even the next movie. The end of the first movie, she just kind of stops.
She's like, "This is hard.
Yeah, it's hard to do." I don't like accents. I'll just do Catwoman, and everybody will love it.
I'm gonna fuck Billy Bob
Thornton. Earthquake's pretty brutal.
Is it?
Earthquake.
You create a seismic disturbance for the duration. An intense tremor ripples through the ground in a 100-foot radius. And shakes creatures and structures, and the ground becomes difficult terrain. Everybody kind of make a constitution saving throw. On a failed save, the creature concentration is broke, so it can shake everybody. They got to make a dexterity saving throw or be knocked prone. And then in addition, you get to have one effect, either a fissure. They open...
I have those. Doctor says they're going to heal, though.
A total of 1d6 fissures open in a location chosen by the DM. Each is a 10 by 10 feet deep, 10 foot wide, and extends from one edge of the spell area to the opposite. That's a 100-foot fissure.
So you just get dropped in there?
Just whatever happens, right? A creature standing on the spot where the fissure opens must succeed a dexterity saving throw or fall in. Fissures that open beneath a structure causing it to automatically collapse.
What if you're in the structure?
Fucked.
You're going to take... you're gonna take bludgeoning damage.
There's too much for a GM in there to figure out. Yeah. Like, because if you're in a building, right? You have like 15 people that are in a building.
And you would assume any civilian just dead.
Yeah, civilians. Yeah. But if you have like a BBG in there,
yeah,
and there's
depends on the structure, right?
Right, and like falls, and that's you can't have that.
No, so here it goes. So, it deals 50 bludgeoning damage to any structure in contact with the ground.
Are you working?
I'm trying to figure out my level 15.
Oh, okay, good.
A creature within half the distance of the structure's height must make a dexterity saving throw. On a failed save, they take 5d6 bludgeoning damage, knocked prone, and buried in the rubble, requiring a DC 20 athletics check to escape.
Jesus Christ.
And then you can adjust the DC higher or lower, depending. So...
Wow.
I'll take Sunburst.
I have.
For now.
I mean, you get to pick it in the morning.
Yeah, but I'm just kidding. In general.
Can I ask your guys' opinion on which one of these I should take? Because I get one.
The butt one.
There's Demiplane.
Mm-hmm.
You create a shadowy door on a flat, solid surface that you can see within range. The door is large enough to allow a medium creature to pass through unhindered. When open, the door leads to a demiplane that appears to be an empty room, 30 feet, blah, 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 blah. When the spell ends, the door disappears, and any creature or objects inside a demiplane remain trapped there.
Forever?
Yes.
That's fucked up,
right?
That's an oubliette.
It's just like a 30-foot room, and you're just there forever. All right, so that's one. Dominate Monster.
That's always a good
That's
one.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
that's what's that one?
So that one is, you beguile the creature, it must have a wisdom saving throw, or it's charmed for the duration. When the creature is charmed, you have a telepathic link. As long as you're on the same plane of existence, you can use this telepathic link to issue commands to the creature while you are conscious. And it does its best to obey. You can specify a simple and general course of action, such as attack a creature, run over there, or fetch that object.
Is it concentration?
It is.
Okay.
If the creature completes the order and doesn't receive any further direction from you, it defends and preserves itself to the best of its ability. You can use your action to take total and precise control of the target. Until the end of your next turn, the creature takes only the actions you choose and doesn't do anything that you don't allow it to do.
Wow.
So I guess it can't even, like, defend itself?
No.
What level spell?
It's an 8-level spell, and I get one. Because I get Mystic Arcanium.
So the demiplane, the only thing I can really think would be nice for it is you can connect to a previous demiplane. So you could...
Like, daisy-chain demiplane?
No, you could put, like, everybody into demiplane, and then the next day, you go somewhere and open the demiplane with you in something. Yeah. So, like, that's always...
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Hold on, I got more here. Let me see.
All right, keep going.
Maddening darkness. Magical darkness spreads from a point you choose, 60-foot radius sphere until the spell ends. A creature with dark vision can't see through the darkness. Non-magical light, as well as light created by spells 8th level or lower, can't illuminate the area. Shrieks, gibbering, and mad laughter can be heard within the sphere. Whether a creature starts its turn in the sphere, it must make a wisdom saving throw, taking 8d8 psychic damage on a failed save or half as much on a successful one.
That's nice.
That's a lot.
I have yet to find a good way to use darkness sound.
There's feeble mind.
Oh, that one's funny.
That is a funny one. So you blast a creature attempting to shatter its intellect and personality. It takes 4d6 psychic damage and must make an intelligence saving throw. On a failed save, the creature's intelligence charisma score becomes 1. The creature can't cast spells, activate magical items, understand language, or communicate in any intelligible way.
I call that the Glenn spell.
So that's a fun one.
Not you.
Then there's glibness. Until the spell ends, you make a charisma check. You can replace the number you roll with a 15.
Tom Cruise automatically gets mad at you.
Yeah.
You're glib.
And then power word stun is the other one.
Power word stun?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one, too.
You speak a word of power that can overwhelm the mind of a creature. It's dumbfounded. It must make a constitution saving throw, or it's stunned.
I like dominate monster.
I would either probably do dominate monster or... Well, you can't switch them, can you?
No, I have to choose one.
Can you switch it when you change levels?
Maybe.
Does anyone have geese?
Yeah, Glenn can have it.
Hong Kong?
Because... Not geese.
Oh.
Because that's a really underrated,
like the fat,
super powerful spell.
I would say the only either dominate monsters geez. Nice, but geez. Also
the
the feebleness is actually good because that's like a single spell.
Yeah,
right.
It just fucks.
And
up.
If it hits them, the guy's basically out of the fight forever.
Well, and it's good too because if something is casting spells that it has to talk, it can't.
Yeah, well, especially once they're level 1 intelligence, they're basically...
They're fucking
dumb. Say we go against the wizards,
yeah,
right? And you hit one and they miss it. They'll be out.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they're completely incapacitated. I don't know, what do you think I should take?
I would do Dominate Monster.
Yeah, Dominate Monster. But that is a good point, though.
I do like
that. Especially if we're dealing with, like, humanoids and not monsters. I can't use it on those, you know?
True. No, monsters is everything.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, everything is considered a monster.
Oh. That's true.
Or creature. But monster, I think, is the same. Yeah, so
bro, you just blew my mind.
Wait, do Dominate Monster.
Everything's a monster, but not every monster is a creature.
Whoa, man.
Whoa. You got me. Oh, my God. Whoa. But I think if you can do geese, that's a really good spell.
Like, is it geese or geese?
I don't think it's pronounced it. Maybe geese. I don't know. But it's... You place a magical command on a creature that you can see within range, forcing it to carry out some service or refrain from some action or course of activity as you decide. If the creature can understand you, it must succeed at the wisdom saving throw or become charmed. While the creature is charmed by you, it takes 5d10 psychic damage each time it acts in a manner directly counter to your instructions. So it's like 5d10 anytime it's not doing what you want it to do.
That's pretty sweet.
And then, you can say, hey, I want you to go fucking jump off that roof. It's like, I don't want to. What do you get, Dixie?
I have 124 hit points.
Cool.
My AC is 27.
Neat. We got that. We knew that.
Oh, sorry. I haven't gone into the spells yet.
Oh. All right.
I'm remedial.
That's fine.
The nice thing about that the Mystic Arcanium spells is I don't have to use a spell slot for them.
Nice.
So you're level 4.
I have
one per long rest.
First that's level, awesome. 3 second, 3 third, and 2 fourth.
Wow. What kind of paladin are you?
Oathbreaker. No, not Oathbreaker. Shit.
Bloodbreaker.
But Vengeance Paladin.
Because you get a new... You get your next... no, you don't. Wait, maybe don't. 15. You get Soul of Vengeance. Did you get that?
I haven't gotten anything.
What Soul of Vengeance?
The authority with which you speak your vow of enmity gives you greater power. When a creature under the effect of your vow of enmity makes an attack, you can use your reaction to make a melee weapon attack against the creature.
Oh.
Soul of Vengeance? Is that what you said?
Yeah, so you basically, you get a reaction to hit the person.
Neat. What's our stop time, by the way?
No. It's always you.
I don't mean, I don't know, like 3:30? I don't know.
Well, what time do you
gay!
Think? 4?
Yeah, 4's probably 5.
Gay!
5 o'clock?
I'm not 5.
10?
4 could probably work.
4:30? 6?
4 works.
4. 4 good. 4 good.
Cool.
All right.
All right, so, all right, and we wake up in Zod's room from the floor. Feeling super great, though.
Yeah.
Zod's...
I have a glorious hangover.